Okay, well, hey, why don't we get started? So, hey, everybody, this is I want to introduce a good buddy of mine. We've been friends for quite a while. Met years ago on Winter Jam, and we have just been friends for a long time. His family, our family, we both watched our kids grow up together. And Tony's just a remarkable speaker, evangelist with a heart for God. Just has a great story, and just so thrilled that he's able to join us this morning. And Tony, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, thanks, JJ. Now, after I share, are we going to go straight into a time of prayer?
Yes. So as soon as you finish, just go into prayer, and then I'll pick it up once you're done.
That's great. What a amazing and cool thing you guys are doing, and that you're offering, you know, your friends and people that you work with. This is incredible. Hey, everybody listening. The other day, JJ invited me to share on this call, and he said that he's been doing them, and he said his phrase was, I want them to hear from a pro. Well, if he told you that's who you would hear from today, let me politely correct him. I am not a pro. Man, I'm just a broken man who's being fixed by our great triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But I love bragging about my God to others. So thank you, JJ, for inviting me to be on this this prayer call.
Absolutely.
Listen, everybody, when it comes to the subject of prayer, I'm reminded of an exceptional story. A 12-year-old boy was mowing his front lawn and was real excited about the good job he was doing. As he gleed over the perfectly symmetrical lines that the mower made in the grass and the even height of the manicured lawn, he was struck by a problem. Throughout the lawn, there were decorative boulders outlining several flower beds. Grass blades were very high around the rocks and needed to be cut. However, he did not have a weed trimmer. So he got down on his hands and knees and began plucking each blade individually. Where after about 10 to 15 minutes of pulling, he did the math and calculated that it would take over an hour to trim around all the boulders. Then he got an idea. He could simply push the rock over, leaving a flat spot with a ring of high grass around it that he could mow and cut down with his mower. Well, inspired by his stroke of genius, he began pushing one of the massive boulders, but it wouldn't budge. He dug in harder and pushed and shoved and heaved and grunted to no avail. And while he was pushing, his father pulled up into the driveway and noticed his boy struggling with the boulder. Without his son knowing, he got out of the car, leaned against the fence, and watched him go at it for several minutes. Finally, the boy stopped. Sweating profusely, he laid exhausted across the rock. Then he heard the voice of his dad saying, "Hey, son, have you tried with everything you've got to move that boulder?" And the boy replied, "Yes, Dad, I promise with everything I've got." To which the dad countered, "No, you haven't, son, because you failed to ask your father to move it for you." Hey, listen, when JJ told me that you guys were having these prayer calls, man, my heart swelled with delight because I thought, wow, these good people get it. They understand that we all have issues, fears, and stresses that lay like boulders in the lawn of our hearts, that we exhaust ourselves trying to move and clean up around. Marriage conflicts, right? Relational stresses, for sure. Financial burdens. And now, in this era, these days of woe, pandemic fears. And yet, here you all are. On a prayer call, praying, which means you believe that our Heavenly Father is leaning against the pearly fence in heaven. He's looking down on us, inviting us to call upon his strength and his ability to move our boulders for us. And this is not some type of hype I'm trying to share with all of us. No, our Father said as much in Jeremiah 33, 2 and 3, which says in the Message version, this is God's message. The God who made earth, made it livable and lasting, known everywhere as God. He said, call to me, and I will answer you. I'll show you marvelous and wondrous things that you could never figure out on your own. Wow, think about that. So be encouraged this morning. But we can't move our boulders, but he can. So let's take some time now to call upon his strength and ability and his caring heart as a father to help us move the troubling issues that lay in the lawn of our hearts. So let's pray together now. Heavenly Father, we pause at the start of this day and put ourselves in our hearts in a disposition of humility before you, and also in a posture of gratitude to know that you have told us in your word that you are actively involved looking into our lives, and that you enthusiastically invite us to abandon our efforts and just to call out to you, our dad, our heavenly father, Abba Father, and ask you to intervene on our behalf. But I don't know what boulders lay in the lawn of the hearts of the people listening. But Father, you do. You know each and every one. And God, you also know the ways in which we've tried on our own to navigate around them, pluck blade by blade, work hard, sweat it out, and many times lay exhausted, unable. And God, we just thank you so much for your word. We thank you that you're a God who said that you love us, that we can cast our cares on you, and you care for us. And you've told us that we can ask and seek and knock, and that you are the God who answers and provides. And so, God, we pause to say from the depths of our heart, thank you. Thank you so much, God. And we just want to say a word of immense gratitude that you never leave us and that you never forsake us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Great job, Tony. Hey, I know we try to keep this short, but you have a story that you, or a message that you've told, and I know it's a whole sermon in itself, but can you just take a couple minutes and tell the story that you tell about the monkeys and the jar, and how that the tribe would catch monkeys? You know that what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah, JJ, that's right. That came from a real life encounter. You know how preachers can sometimes make things up, right? This came from a real encounter. A friend of mine named Kevin Howard went on a mission trip to Africa, and he met some of the most beautiful people he's ever met in his life. He loved them. They didn't just talk about community. They lived it out as tribes, and he was, you know, just blown away by that and loved everything about them except for the fact that they ate monkeys. They would eat monkeys. And I don't know about all your listeners, but when I hear somebody say they eat monkeys, I kind of grimace a little bit. I couldn't imagine that. That'd be a culture shock for me, like, you know, to pull into McDonald's somewhere and go, hey, yeah, I'd like some French fries, a milkshake, and give me one of those McMonkey sandwiches. I just, there's no way I could eat that stuff. But it's kind of crazy that they would eat it. But what was fascinating is the way that they caught the monkeys. And Kevin actually observed this and told me about it. What the hunters would do is they would take a jar, a small jar, that had a big bottom in it, but a very tight, small top to it, a top just big enough for a monkey to squeeze his hand through. Well, they would put and drop peanuts in those jars, and then they would bury the jars in the earth. And it looked, when you looked at the ground, it looked like there were just a bunch of little holes, like 10 different holes, and those were 10 jars buried in the earth, but they just looked like holes in the earth. Well, the hunter would go behind a bush with a club, and then he would wait, and the monkeys would come, and they would squeeze their hand through that small opening, grab those peanuts, and with their fists full of peanuts, all of a sudden now the hunter comes out with a club. And I mean, it is lights out for the monkey. I mean, it is not a good day for the monkey at that moment. But what's interesting about the story is the monkeys could have escaped their terrible fate, but they failed to do so because they would not let their treasure go. They have this fistful of peanuts, and they want those, and they're not letting go, and that locked themselves into that jar. They couldn't get their hand back out. And the takeaway that I got from that was, you know, just like we shared this morning with these verses, you know, God tells us to call on him, and he will actively engage in our lives and help us do a marvelous, wondrous things, he says. But we have to be doubly careful, and man, I've learned this the hard way as a broken man. We have to be doubly careful during these times because Satan will always offer a counterfeit. He disguises himself as an angel of light. So it should not surprise us that when God gives us something to act on, such as call upon me, well, then the devil's going to offer something to us, and it will always be a counterfeit that looks like a good thing, but it might not be the God thing. And it's a trap. And if we're not very careful, we will suffer the African monkey fate. It's always a wise thing to do before you make any kind of decision to make sure that you've covered your bases, you've prayed, you've sought wisdom and counsel just to make sure that what might look like a treasure is not a trap. We always have to be careful against our enemy, Satan. But again, we're not operating in our own flesh. Praise God that he tells us that we can ask him for wisdom and he gives it liberally.
Awesome. Yeah, I love that story because it's so visual of how we all live our lives. You know, what is it that we're holding on to that's so important, that we think is so important that it cost us our life, and that all we had to do was let go.
Yeah.
It was always my takeaway from that. And I just love that story. Thanks for sharing that. Thanks for being with us this morning, Tony. Thanks for calling in. You know, we love you. We thank you so much. We love your ministry, and you've just been a blessing to our lives, and you've been a blessing to all of us this morning by sharing. And we really appreciate it, and hopefully maybe one day soon we can do it again.
Oh, that'd be great, JJ. That's wonderful.
All right. Well, everybody have a great day.
Yeah, peace, blessings on all of you.